Hare Krishna. Om Gyan Tingrandasya Gyan Anjana Salakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaura Bhakti Vridha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari. Okay, before the cake comes, I'm hungry too. I'm more into the samosas than the kachoris. It's a real pleasure to be here today, to hear the devotees, to hear my beloved godbrother, Govinda Swami Maharaj, who's actually my senior devotee, and always such an inspiration in many, many ways. I got up this morning with lots of ideas about what I was going to talk, but I digressed when I heard Maharaj was speaking about this incident, 1976, Srila Prabhupada in New York City. You have to remember when Srila Prabhupada came to New York City 10 years earlier, 1966, he was literally speaking penniless. The place where he came, the place where he was staying in Butler, Pennsylvania, they gave him a whole sort of bag full of coins. And so 10 years passed, and in that 10 years, Srila Prabhupada had a skyscraper or a skyscraper, as he would call it, in New York City. He had a Rath Yatra with three large chariots. It was more than just a Rath Yatra, and he had devotees, hundreds and thousands of devotees. It was really a real victory parade for Srila Prabhupada in New York City, most important city in the world, by Srila Prabhupada's estimation. And I wasn't there. And that's what Maharaj remembered. I was in Winnipeg, which is also called Windy Peg. That's because for about 1,000 miles in every direction, there's nothing except planes, weak planes. And just earlier that year, I gone there, and I remember one day talking to the president of Toronto, a god brother, Vishwa Karmadas, and who was. Well, we don't do that kind of kirtan anymore, but he was a real innovator in terms of kirtan. I don't think you ever, I don't know if you know what a wow-wow pedal is, but he was the person to connect, you don't know what a wow-wow pedal is? Nowadays that's sort of automatically there in amplifiers or all kinds of musical instruments. Anyway, it goes wah 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 like that. And you do that with your feet. And it was used for guitars. Guitars had a wah wah pedal, a fuzz box, a reverb, and so on. And so he's the first one to connect a wah wah to a mridanga. So when you hit it, it went boom, 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 and kirtans. And there were so many other things that he did. Anyway, those are in days gone past. And he phoned up, and we were talking. He said, "So, are you coming to New York?" And Srila Prabhupada's Rath Yatra, we're all going, because the devotees in Toronto all went also, right? And I said, no, why would I go? We're doing service here. And that was how we were sort of trained. I don't know whether we're trained like that or brainwashed is the right word. Whatever, we were trained like that, that service is more important than personal association. So Winnipeg was a long way away. And it was a long way away. And the installation ceremony had just taken place, right? You just moved to the big, to Avenue Road.
In December we moved.
December 75. So we'd already driven there in December to Winnipeg. From there we drove to Detroit because the installation was there, moving into the new temple. And then we drove back. I went to Minot, North Dakota on the way back. That was where we went to sort of pick up Ritad Vijaswami Maharaj, who was living in Minot, North Dakota. The only thing it's famous for is that it has a ballistic missile site, and the nuclear warheads get fired from there to wherever America would want to fire Baran. Otherwise, he used to call it Mind Rot, North Dakota. And so we thought, we were just there, and it's a long, long drive. So distances in Canada are measured in thousands of miles. And so I said, no, we'll stay here and serve. And then later I heard how wonderful and how extraordinary that was. There are other incidents in my Krishna consciousness that came a year later when Srila Prabhupada was leaving the planet and literally inviting all the devotees to come and be with him. And the same thing, at that time we were advised, no, don't go, in service to Srila Prabhupada is more important. And of course you'll find Srila Prabhupada had said that so many times, that Vani is more important than Vapu, but... And now this is a celebration, Govinda Swami Maharaj is 1 year older, but without being macabre in any way. I was just, yesterday I was teaching Shabby Harry, the raven from Edward Allan Poe. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And he got very enthusiastic. Oh, I have to learn this. It's not so important. But he's also 1 year closer to not being here, as we all are, as years go by. And so, in light of that, or that perspective, I would say take advantage of as much association, personal association, as you can. Vani will be more important because that will go on, but it will go on. In other words, you'll be able to press a button and listen at any time. But Vapu, it won't go on. You won't be able to just press a button at any time to get Sangha. So we should try to do that, get that association. Someone was mentioning about massaging going to Swami Maharaj's lotus feet. We should try to do those type of services, ladies by cooking, and devotees in general just doing whatever personal service he can. He's not here, doesn't live here all the time. He passes through. His general base is Vrindavan. Yes, take the association while you can, especially those of you who are younger generations. Otherwise, later on, you'll regret that you didn't. When Marwaz was saying that, I was regretting also. I didn't go. I should have gone. All right, maybe it was driving another 2,500 miles to get to New York. But despite whatever we were thinking, we never thought of Prabhupada not being present. But that is the reality of the material world, unfortunately. And so if we have that opportunity, then we should take it. And if you don't have the opportunity, then try and make the opportunity to get personal association from such a wonderful and kind-hearted person as my dear brother Govinda Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Jai Govinda Swami Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.